There's a new culture war over not history or schools, but your retirement plan. You may have heard accusations of woke schools for how they teach history and race, or woke companies with inclusion policies. Well, now, woke investing.
Well, basically, think of those behind the ESG movement as the self-appointed thought and governance police for corporate America.
That's Laura Ingraham on Fox News, and we're going to explain what ESG means in a second. Much of this is about fossil fuels and whether investments should keep plowing into coal, oil, and gas. Now, many money managers think climate change makes certain investments risky, say real estate where sea levels are rising. Here's the CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink, talking to CNBC's Joe Kernan in 2020.
We believe more than ever before, Joe, that climate change is investment risk. And we're seeing that through our clients and how our clients are allocating capital.
Fink sees this as cold-hearted capitalism, responding to a changing world. But to critics, these are bleeding-heart liberals who want to change the world. And conservative activists are pushing to ban this investment strategy. Now, the groups behind this are conservative stalwarts. You may have heard of the Heritage Foundation, the American Legislative Exchange Council, the Heartland Institute. Some are linked to fossil fuel money and climate change denial. Now, most of their donors are not required to be disclosed. But Here and Now has obtained audio of a recent strategy session that provides some clues to the campaign's leaders and tactics.
All right, we're about to get started, but they're asking...
Late last year, conservative activists met in D.C. to stop what they consider woke investing, which I have to tell you goes by this wonky acronym of ESG, Environmental, Social, and Governance Investing.
ESG investing is socialism in sheep's clothing. This is the challenge of your generation.
Andy Puzder is a conservative commentator and fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank in Washington. He once ran the fast food titans Hardee's and Carl's Jr.
My father's generation's challenge was the Nazis, who, by the way, were, of course, very proud socialists. The challenge of my generation was the communists, who were, of course, very committed socialists. The challenge of your generation is ESG investing, and it's more insidious than communism or the Nazis.
Here and Now confirmed the audio from the meeting is authentic, with two people who were in the meeting, including Puzder himself. In an interview with us, he confirmed what he said on tape about Nazis, socialists, and ESG.
The intent of my statement was that this is the challenge this generation faces, and I think it has characteristics that are very similar to socialism.
So, how did we get this audio? Well, first, here's what it's about. It's from a workshop of the American Legislative Exchange Council. ALEC calls itself America's largest nonpartisan organization of state legislators. It favors limited government and free markets. And it is where lawmakers, mostly Republican, and corporate officials meet to draft bills. Now, tape of this workshop was shared by the investigative journalism organization Documented. Jesse Coleman is senior researcher there.
You have Andy Puzder, who said that disclosing climate change risks to businesses is worse than communism and worse than fascism. Obviously, very hyperbolic, but I think it does give an indication of what they're trying to do here, which is insert these pro-fossil fuel policies into this greater culture war.
A culture war, he says, with policy foot soldiers, like lawmakers, in the room. Puzder and others have drafted what's called model legislation that Republican lawmakers have replicated and are now pushing in state capitals. One bill would blacklist banks that refuse to invest in key state industries, say coal in West Virginia. Here's North Dakota Republican Bill Twite speaking in his state legislature last month.
In my opinion, ESG is a worldwide, human, satanic, organized effort, a man-made sabotage of God.
In the last 2 years, at least 14 states have passed bills or taken executive measures to restrict ESG investing. This according to the law firm Ropes and Gray. In many cases, oil and gas companies have testified in support of these bills. So things are happening, which worries University of California Davis law professor Emilia Miazad, who studies ESG investing. She argues that these laws force money managers to put people's money, for retirement, for college education, into fossil fuel companies that are risky in the long term.
This is a politically expedient way to advance the interests of very few industries at the expense of the rest of the economy. and at the expense of Americans who are invested in pensions or 401k plans. I mean, it really is stealing retirement benefits from everyday working class Americans.
But as conservative commentator Andy Puzder said in his interview with us, everyday Americans are seeing their savings hijacked to push a liberal agenda.
Most people aren't surprised that their monies were being used to advocate for political purposes. People feel they no longer can trust the institution they've trusted for decades.
Puzder and his allies want to ban investment firms from factoring climate change into their decisions. But for Jesse Coleman at Documented, it's important to reveal that process and the interest groups behind it. And that's why, he says, Documented shared the audio from the conservatives meeting with us.
These groups, you know, they hide all of their funding. They're communicating directly with public officials, but we can't actually access that information a lot of the time. So the only way that we find out that this is a coordinated campaign is by having this sort of curtain pulled back a little bit.
Alec, the group hosting the meeting, called it a private one and said the audio was obtained without their permission and they didn't agree to let us use it. Alec also did not agree to an interview with us. Now, in this meeting, the interest groups talked PR tactics, how to sell the idea that ESG is bad business.
Hey, I'm Brian. My pronouns are he, his, him. I understand you're looking for a small business loan, but you're having troubles with your ESG score.
This ad is from Heritage Action, the lobbying arm of the conservative Heritage Foundation think tank. It shows a banker questioning an oil man looking for a loan.
What's your business?
I operate drilling equipment, oil and gas.
Uh-huh. The E in ESG is for environmental. You're in a dirty industry.
So I can't get no loan?
Well, let's take a
denied.
Look.
Heritage Action lobbyist Catherine Gonzalez spoke at the meeting of ALEC late last year. She can be heard on the audio offering to help conservative lawmakers with friendly media hits and opinion pieces in newspapers.
There are resources there as well as model legislation, and that really exists to be another hub for you to access and say, okay, I need social media graphics. Okay, I need what's the latest op-ed that was drafted on this issue.
She's a registered lobbyist in over 18 states.
Again, Jesse Coleman at Documented.
She's saying, we'll provide you with the words that you need to wage this campaign. We'll provide you with the connections to the media that you need to get her words heard through somebody else's mouth.
We asked Catherine Gonzalez to comment several times, got no response. Now, this campaign against ESG investing takes direct aim at BlackRock and its CEO, Larry Fink.
Every big problem needs a face and a name, and the worst offender out there is BlackRock and Larry Fink.
That's Will Hild, Executive Director of Consumers Research, from the recording we received. Now, Hild verified for us that the audio is authentic, and in it, he urges state lawmakers to investigate BlackRock.
Your committees have investigative powers under your state's constitutions in many states. I would look at that as another way in which you can hit them. Because
Hild's group is also calling for taking money out of BlackRock, and several states have answered that call. Texas, Arkansas, Utah, Louisiana, Arizona, Florida have pulled a total of $4 billion and say they have moved the money to firms that they deem non-woke. In an interview with Here and Now, Hild says he expects states to also sue BlackRock and other money managers, accusing them of breaking antitrust laws. His argument is the big asset managers are colluding against fossil fuel companies.
They're pushing them to reduce the supply of energy. I believe this is potentially one of the most brazen and open antitrust conspiracies in the United States.
For his part, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink says critics have their facts wrong. He says BlackRock sees climate change as a risk, but he says it is not boycotting oil and gas companies, as some allege. Here he is at a Bloomberg event at Davos in January.
We are trying to address the misconceptions. Unfortunately, there are some politicians who are taking some sub-parts of a sentence out of context, and that's the world we live in today.
We reached out to BlackRock. It did not agree to an interview. In the end, if the backlash to ESG investing racks up wins, law professor Amelia Miazad thinks the loser is the climate. Here's how. She thinks antitrust lawsuits would be a real risk to the Wall Street giants that have signed on to climate partnerships.
The merit of those antitrust lawsuits or investigations doesn't really matter that much because it is very expensive to defend against an antitrust investigation. So just threatening might chill and is already chilling these collaborations.
But the larger risk to Miazad is it could take ESG, this environmental, social, and governance investing trend, and throw it out of fashion.
This anti-ESG movement is designed to change business norms. It can be very pervasive. In other words, it's not just BlackRock, but it's BlackRock's clients who are now maybe second guessing whether to embrace ESG.
In other words, investors big and small and the financial companies where they put their money could steer tens of trillions of dollars away from companies with greener futures. In fact, Miazad says anecdotally, she sees some big companies already slowing down their climate work.